This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, a very special edition, 2 hours. 2 hours on Newsmax TV today. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Great to be with you. 2 hours yesterday, 2 hours today, because Joe Pag's on vacation. He will be back on Monday. If you're tuning in, you go, why is Wayne Root here? Where's Joe Pags? Well, I hope two things happen. Number one, you're back on Monday for Joe. He's a great guy, and all of us appreciate what he does. I'm a big fan of Joe. And I also hope that you start to say, wow, I like Wayne Root. And so each day when Joe Pags' show ends, at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, you tune in to stay tuned right here on these Newsmax stations for Wayne Root. You listen to my show, and you watch my show. Or you go to TuneIn.com or get the TuneIn app on your cell phone, and the TuneIn app on your cell phone, and you listen to my show 3 hours a day. You can listen, go get TuneIn app, and then you plug in KBDT. KBDT for Big Dallas Talk. And that's my flagship station in Dallas, Texas, USA Network flagship station in Dallas, Texas. Or you tell your local conservative talk radio station, we want Wayne Allyn Root. War Now. All right, so I've got 2 hours, which means there's lots of time for us to talk. I love taking calls. I don't know, you know, what Joe's MO is as far as taking calls, but I know my MO is I love taking calls in that third hour of my TV show, of my radio show, at my TV show, which is 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, but now I've got 2 hours today. I'll take calls in this hour as well, in Joe's hour, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Lots of stuff in the news, all great news in Trump land, all great jobs news, all great economic news. And how about this one? Trump reverses Obama-era policies on affirmative action. I mean, this is why we elected Donald Trump. I know that's why I elected him. He's doing all the things I wanted him to do. Getting rid of the climate change legislation, killing the war on coal, less people on food stamps than there have been in 10 years since before Obama. Great economy, lots of jobs, lots of GDP, most people working in history. Trump's doing everything I want, and I want him to build a wall. I want him to get rid of illegal immigration, literally abolish it, not abolish ICE, abolish illegal immigration. And illegal immigrants, aliens, get rid of them, not ICE, keep ICE. And then reverse affirmative action, and Trump just keeps doing it. Trump moves to undo every last trace of Obama's legacy. The Trump administration reversed Obama-era policies that encouraged the use of race in college admissions to, quote, promote diverse educational settings. Really, is that what's important? Is that what's important, that my kid, your kid, goes to school in diversity? Or is it important they go to school with good teachers? Is it important they go to school with other students that challenge them because they get straight A's, not other students who are dummies that happen to be there because of quota systems? And that's not in any way racist to say someone's a dummy because they're black. What if the quota's for white students? I don't want you to say I automatically want to let in someone white just because they're dumb but they're white. No, I don't want that. I don't want C students and D students who are white, and I don't want C students and D students who are black or Hispanic or any other color. I want the best student that you could possibly get in the college of any color. Affirmative action is racism. It may be reverse racism, but it's racism. So instead, the Trump administration will encourage the nation's school superintendents and college presidents to adopt race-blind admissions standards. Now, what could be wrong with that? How wonderful is that? Now, it is wonderful. And if you're one of Trump's voters, you know it's wonderful. If you're one of Obama's voters, maybe you don't think it's so wonderful. But I just want to point out to all you Obama people out there that for 8 years, I had to suffer with the crap stuffed down my throat by a commie president. And I didn't like any of it, but I never said let's assassinate him. I never went nuts on TV or radio and said, I hate this guy. Let's kill him. Let's hurt his family. Let's put his children in a cage. I never said any of that. You people are just nuts and out of control on the left. You can't say things like that, and you don't say things like that in a American society that believes in free speech and democracy, and whoever wins, there's a peaceful transition of power. You may disagree that you have to knock him out and elect someone else next time. But you can't kill the guy because you don't like him, and you can't protest at restaurants and hound people till they can't eat a decent meal, and as the restaurant owner, you can't kick the person out of the restaurant. Nobody did that to Obama or his people, any of his cabinet members, any of his most important spokespersons. This is insanity. So I know you don't agree. I know you think affirmative action is wonderful. I disagree with you vehemently. I hate affirmative action. I can't stand it. Somebody took my kid's spot who didn't deserve it because you saw the color of their skin. That's called racism. And Donald Trump just reversed it. God bless Donald Trump. Another thing I love about Trump, President Trump touts Space Force at the Military Independence Day picnic 2 days ago. Space Force. You know, we've already got a military force, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and of course you've also got Coast Guard. That's five. He wants the space program to be the sixth military agency. He suggests the creation of a U.S. military space force. During a mid-June White House event, he announced plans to order the Pentagon to create this new military agency. It's not enough to have an American presence in space. We must have an American dominance in space. He proposed the agency is created separate but equal. Isn't that funny use of a term? And so at this event, Trump directed Chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff, Joseph Dunford, to go get it done. He warned, we don't want China and Russia and other countries leading us. This is the kind of stuff that I love. You know, I used to say under Obama, I hate government spending. I hate government. I want government to spend less. I want government to be smaller. I want someone to make it smaller. And the only area I wanted to grow was NASA. NASA, NASA, the space program, right? Obama decides he wants to grow government obscenely, give all the money to poor people in welfare and food stamps and disability for people that aren't disabled and thousands of government programs and free Obama phones and free contraception, free everything. How does he do it? He redistributes the wealth, steals money from successful people that earned it, and gives it to people that didn't. But the one place he wanted to cut spending was NASA. He killed NASA. He destroyed our space program. And at one point he said the whole point of NASA is being changed. It's now to make cooperation and peace with Muslim nations. What? The space program that takes men to Mars and hopefully one day and the moon is now about cooperating with Muslim nations and making peace? What? Where did that come from? Who accepted that? Did the American people accept that? No, I didn't accept it. But I still didn't say let's assassinate Obama. I still didn't say let's hurt his children. I still didn't say let's show up in the homes of his cabinet secretaries and just embarrass them and not let them sleep or not let them eat and ruin their meals. I never said that because you don't do that in a civilized society, which America is. But it's not anymore because we're headed for a civil war. That's very clear that we are headed for. Now, will there be one? I don't know. But we're headed down the road to a civil war when people do the things that the left does. And it's all Saul Alinsky, by the way. Saul Alinsky said, look in the mirror, whatever you do, whatever you are, whatever you see, blame the other guy. And so the left is 100% violent, and our side does no violence at all, nothing. And yet the left all the time, when I see interviews with leftist politicians and leftist celebrities, what do they say? Oh, Donald Trump promotes violence and Trump's people are violent. That's where America got divided. What? What are you talking about? What violence? Name violence at a Trump event. I think at one Trump event, one time, somebody did something bad and a Trump person punched him in the face. One time, and he punched him in the face either in self-defense or because the guy did something bad. That's your version of violence, except at every Trump event, when good conservatives walked outside, at every Trump event, they faced a gauntlet of vicious anti-fa thugs who wanted to hurt us and beat us and kill us and spit on us. And you see it every day now. Every day now, all over this country, you see it. Even Alan Dershowitz, the great esteemed lawyer, used to be the biggest liberal lawyer in America, but I always liked him, I always respected him. And now it seems like he's come over to our side. He seems pro-Trump. Seems like he's become a Jewish Republican. I'm a Jew, and I'm a Jewish Republican conservative, and I'm a Jewish Trump fan, biggest Trump fan in this country. You won't find a bigger cheerleader in America for Donald Trump than war, Wayne Allyn Root. You won't find one. Doesn't exist. Hasn't existed since the day Trump announced for president. And so Dershowitz seems to be becoming a Republican conservative Trump fan. And he says he was on vacation at Cape Cod. Some woman said she wants to stab him in the heart. There's a derangement with Democrats and anti-Trumpers that is hard to explain. Very hard to explain. By the way, that's why I have a debate at Freedom Fest next Thursday, a week from yesterday, next Thursday, July 12th. I'll be debating at Freedom Fest. I'll be off for the day. Joe Pags will take my show, my hour, my last hour, just like I'm taking his today. He'll be my guest host, just as I'm his today. So next Thursday, I'll take off, and I'm debating in front of the entire crowd at this massive Freedom Fest conference in Las Vegas. Happens once a year in Vegas, and it'll be me against Ross Douthat, columnist, famed columnist of the New York Times. He's a never-Trumper, claims to be a conservative, hates Trump. It's not possible. I'm gonna unmask him because he's not a conservative. I'm gonna just rip the mask off and say the problem is I don't even want to debate about Trump. I want to debate about you. You're not a conservative. Donald Trump's the greatest conservative president of our lifetime. He's more conservative than Thomas Jefferson. He's more conservative than Ronald Reagan. He's more conservative than Calvin Coolidge. Way more conservative than George W. Bush. And so, if you don't like him, you're not a conservative. You're just strange. You're just jealous. You're just bitter that you didn't like him. And he turned out to be the greatest president ever. You don't want to say, Uncle, I was wrong. I get to say I told you so. You don't like that. But you're not a conservative anymore. If you don't like Trump, you are not a conservative. Wayne Allyn Root, worn out. USA Radio, Newsmax TV, special two-hour edition today. Joe Pags on holiday. He'll be back on Monday. In the meantime, you get me for hour, 7 o'clock hour and 8 o'clock hour. Right back at you. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Breaking news from our friends at MyPillow. We just got this in. It's a great deal. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, you'll get two premium MyPillows for one low price, plus free shipping. Now, are there any two greater words in the English language when you're shopping online than free shipping? Nah. I've been telling you, my sleep's improved dramatically. Now, you can experience the same kind of restorative sleep I've been getting from MyPillow. You'll enjoy the best night's sleep of your life. MyPillow comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it. Don't like it, return it. Also, a 10-year warranty, machine washable and dryable, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for one low price plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA, 1-800-951-8175. Call now.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
War now!
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
Welcome back, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio, and then Newsmax TV for a very special 2 hours today. This is hour number one. We'll come back in hour number two for my usual 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific on Newsmax TV. I'm here as the guest host for Joe Pags today, as I was yesterday, and I hope all of you who are Joe Pags fans will come on back on Monday to Joe Pags, and from now on, come on back and stay tuned to Wayne Root every day when Joe is over. In the 8 o'clock hour, East Coast, 5 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Central, War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Let's grab a couple calls real quick. We got Renee in Las Vegas on line one. Renee, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hi.
Hey, how you doing, Renee?
Am I on?
Yeah, you're on. It's Wayne.
Oh, I didn't, because I was listening to radio. Wayne, I'm really, really upset about the left is now trying to take down Jim Jordan. I just saw him on TV with this scandal.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
And he was telling how the guy that started this whole thing has many lawsuits against him. He stole money from a dead soldier's fund. His name is Mike Sabato, and the law firm that's representing him is Perkins and Coy. Now, is that a coincidence?
Yeah, that's, for those who don't understand that one, that's the law firm that has represented Hillary Clinton on many matters,
right,
and was out to get Donald Trump, so very bad. They were the ones, I believe, that paid for the FISA warrant against Donald Trump. You know, they paid for all the information
that
went into that FISA warrant. So the dossier, they paid for the dossier that went into the FISA warrant is probably the proper way to say it. And they took the money and they put it through their law firm so it wouldn't look like it was coming from Hillary Clinton, which, by the way, is a campaign violation, a massive one, and the FEC should fine her hundreds of millions of dollars and put her out of business forever. You know, don't ever come back to politics. Yeah. Yeah, no, look.
But where were these people all these years? All of a sudden, after, because Jim Jordan might be the next Speaker of the House and he went after Rosenstein, that they're going after him now?
Yeah, well, you know what? They get what they want. In other words, Jim Jordan probably won't be the next Speaker of the House now. Because is he dead? No. Will he have to resign? Absolutely not. Is he mortally wounded as a congressman? Probably not. Is he mortally wounded as Speaker of the House? Probably yes. That's the whole problem. They killed all his momentum, and they killed all the good vibe and all the good things people were saying about him. They ruined his brand. So is it true? Probably not. Does it matter? He probably won't be Speaker of the House now. Because it was a long shot anyway.
Yeah.
Let's face it, it was probably going to be Kevin McCarthy. And these guys were the long shot conservative Tea Partiers trying to, you know, make a name for themselves. And I'm all for it. I would have voted for Jordan. But now, you think he'll get enough votes to be Speaker? No. I'm telling you, they ruin you.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they do. They wound you. They don't ruin you. Probably wrong choice of words. He's not ruined. He'll continue to be a congressman. He'll fight for what we believe in. But he probably won't be the Speaker of the House because of this incident. Renee, thank you for the call. Appreciate
it. But besides being Speaker of the House, the fact that, you know, he's so involved with Rosenstein and all of that, and people are going to start not believing him now.
That's their goal, is to hurt your credibility. That's it. All right. Thank you, Renee. Appreciate the call. Barbara from West Virginia on line two. Barbara, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hi. How are you, Wayne? I just love your show.
Thank you.
And I wanted to tell you, I'm so glad that Trump has stopped this. And the college is about picking so many whites, so many colors, and so many Mexicans for to get into colleges. But I wish that he would also do it for the military, because that happens in the military, too.
It happens everywhere. Happens with
people for upgrades and stuff and chiefs. And he got so mad after so long that he quit, and he was colored. He said it was a disgrace because they were picking some of the men that had lower and not as intelligent as some of the white men.
Yeah, well, let me change your dictionary, your vocabulary. Don't say colored, say African American. Much better way of saying it. I don't think anybody says colored anymore. That's like from the 1950s. Stick to African American. But it happens in every job in this country. I can't tell you how many people I know that are policemen and firemen from the New York City system that are so angry, they take a test to become a sergeant. They get, you know, let's say the highest score you get is 700, and they get a 650 or a 700. They get a perfect score, and they don't make it because they pick 30 guys, and all 30 are black or Hispanic. That's wrong. And not only that, all 30 aren't equal with him. If they got the same 700, I could live with that. If you said, if you tie me or you're close to me, we need more African-Americans, I can even live with that. But what if a guy gets 500 and you jump him over a guy who gets 700 because the guy who got 5, you know, is a minority and the guy who got 7 is white? Well, that's not right. That's wrong. The reason you take the test is to see who scores the highest. Whoever scores the highest should get the job. And if you don't do that, that's racism. It may be reverse racism, quote unquote, but it's racism. What do you think? You can only be racist against black people? No. You can be racist against white people. I've met plenty of black people who say nasty things about white people. That's racism. Whoever does the best should get the job. And if the person who does best is black, they should get the job. Black or African American. Wayne Allyn, Warren Al, USA Radio, Newsmax TV, right back at you.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now there's a proven, powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
War now.
USA Radio News.
Earlier today, Vice President Mike Pence delivered remarks at ICE headquarters. Let's take a listen to a portion of those comments.
You do all this because you love your country. You do all this because you're called to serve. President Trump and I and the American people understand that behind these statistics in this work, you also, you do so oftentimes without regard to your personal safety.
The government's June jobs report is out, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the numbers.
The hiring numbers, well, the Labor Department says around 213,000 new jobs were created last month, while economists were expecting a gain of about 200,000. The unemployment rate, though, unexpectedly rose a bit, from 3.8% in May to 4% even last month. Average hourly earnings rose by 0.2% after growing by 0.3% in May.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Hey,
welcome back. Wayne Allyn Root, USA Radio, as well as Newsmax TV, special two-hour edition. You're used to seeing Joe Pags in this hour. He's just on holiday. He'll be back on Monday, as an example, next week. I'll be off on Thursday, Freedom Fest, the big event in Vegas, having the big debate. Myself representing Newsmax TV up against Ross Douthat, columnist for the New York Times. So it's Newsmax against the New York Times, and I'm proud to be holding the Newsmax flag. And so I'll be off next Thursday, and Joe Pags will take my time. And then the week after that, I'm away for just 2 days for a very quick holiday myself. I haven't been away in a long time, and heading to a nice holiday weekend with the family. Should have a lot of fun. So Joe Pags will help me out a little bit. I'll help him out a little bit. We can each take a few days off during this summer. So thank you, Joe Pags. And we flip-flop our time. So I'm here as the guest host for Joe today, and then I continue on with my show in the next hour, just as I did yesterday. I see the phones are ringing, so some of you are getting used to the fact that Wayne Root likes to take calls. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. You're not familiar with me. I am the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root, the warrior, born and raised in New York in a very rough neighborhood on the Bronx borderline, learned how to fight for a living with both my fists and my mouth, and it came in handy later in life as a conservative talk show host, as a Donald Trump of Nevada. That's what I am. In Las Vegas, Nevada, this show comes to you from. I'm your relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, son of a blue-collar butcher, warrior for truth, justice, the American way, patriot, always love America, always America first, always believe in American exceptionalism, capitalist evangelist. Above all else, I love capitalism. That's what makes America great. That's it. Every other country in the world that doesn't have capitalism, boom, failure, loser, people live in misery. And I am American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. Let's take some more calls. I got lots to talk about, but if you're willing to call, I'm willing to talk. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Get on the line with Wayne Allyn Root. We got Frankie from Maryland on line one, wants to talk about Stormy Daniels. The topic is Stormy Daniels. Hey, Frankie, you're on with Wayne. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Very good. What do you have to say about the low-class porn star who thinks she's now Mother Teresa?
Well, I wonder if Mother Teresa's paying taxes on the money, or if this thing that she's going through with the lawyers, is it legal blackmail?
Yeah, I don't know. Look, I've had that question for a while now. Frankie, if you've ever listened to my radio or TV show, I don't know about, you know, whether she's paying taxes on her stripping or her pornography, but I doubt she paid taxes on the $130,000 payment Trump made to her a year ago. And that payment would have been for this tax period. You know, she just filed April 15th. Did she pay taxes on it? Inquiring minds want to know. And is she paying taxes on all the legal bills being paid for her by a rich liberal like maybe Tom Steyer or George Soros? Somebody rich is paying millions of dollars of legal fees on behalf of Stormy Daniels. She doesn't have any money. She doesn't have two nickels to rub together. That's why she's stripping for $20 a lap dance. So the question is, if someone pays millions of your legal fees, do you owe taxes on them? I think the answer is yes. It's a gift.
Well, if she's stripping, she's also prostituting, which is illegal.
Well, that's not illegal. Listen, Frankie, stripping's not illegal. There's nothing illegal about being a stripper.
No, not
I live in
stripping, but she said she had consensual sex and she was paid for it.
No. The whole thing is she was not paid for it. Donald Trump didn't pay her. So it wasn't, you know, you're saying the $130,000 payment to shut up, maybe you're saying is payment. But it's not. You know, like Karen McDougal supposedly had an affair with Donald Trump, and she also got paid a fee. I don't know what that fee was, and it may not have been from Donald Trump directly. It may have been from the National Enquirer, but Donald Trump may have reimbursed the National Enquirer. But having sex with someone, whether it's Donald Trump or anybody else, and then they ask you for money to keep quiet doesn't make it prostitution. But it could be extortion. If you're threatening to go public if you don't pay, that could be construed as extortion. I'm not sure why no one's treating Stormy Daniels as an extortionist. But in any case, look, she's not a clean, quote-unquote, person who should be living in a glass house that no one should throw stones at her. She's got plenty of problems and sins in her life, and she's no one to look up to, and I wouldn't want her dealing with migrant children at the border. What's she going to teach them? How to strip? What a ridiculous situation, what a ridiculous world we live in. And liberals are hanging their hat on Stormy Daniels, a stripper and a porn star. Unbelievable. I'm not going to say another word. Frankie from Maryland, thank you for the call. Let's take Scott from Las Vegas. Scott, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root. How are you?
Hello, Wayne. Love your show. I'm a first-time listener and caller.
Hey.
And I'd just like to say that I had to bite the bullet for 8 years when Obama was president.
Right.
He
me too.
Was the worst president this country has ever seen. He was horrific.
Right.
Donald Trump, in less than 2 years, has turned this country around so greatly. My wife and I just love Donald Trump. We love him.
Now, you do realize, I'm going to be fair here, Scott. I'm going to be fair, which I'm usually not, because we all know what side I'm on. I'm a Republican, I'm a conservative, and I am a capitalist. but I'm going to be fair for a minute. All I'm going to say is I think Trump's one of the great presidents in American history, and he's certainly the greatest conservative president, and you do too. I understand why liberals hate him. You know, if you're a liberal, you got to hate that. When Obama was president, you and I hated him, and you and I think he's the worst president in history. Liberals thought he was the best. It's all in the eye of the beholder. I get that. But my point is, and I think it's yours too, you and I had to, you know, just live through the 8 years of Obama. We hated it, and we thought he was the worst president in history, but we still never threatened his life, and we never said, I hope he dies, or I hope someone kills him, or I want to kill him. We never said, I hope his kids die. We would never do something like that, no matter how much we dislike our opponent. That's the difference between us. We're classy, and they're obviously classless, right? Was that
your point? They're all unhinged. They're all unhinged. Look at Peter Fonda. I will never watch another one of his movies.
Yeah.
You know, I never said let's lock up Obama's daughters in a prison cell with rapists. You know, I would never say anything like that.
What about Robert De Niro? I'm never going to watch one of his movies again, and I love his movies.
Exactly. I will never watch another one of his movies again either. In fact, I hated him as an actor anyway. He was a hack.
Well, look, you know, he was good at playing mafia figures. That's what he was good at. And he's lost his reality. He doesn't know the difference now between fact and fiction. He really thinks that he's that fictional character, you know, playing a mobster when he stands up there and says, F Trump, F Trump. He sounds like a low-class, classless mafia goon, thug. And that's what he's playing. He's playing a mafioso, and I don't think he knows. Maybe he's got Alzheimer's. He thinks he's that mafia don from the movie, and he thinks he could beat up the president of the United States or hit him with a bat in the legs, you know, a pipe in the legs like the ice skater did. So, you know, these guys are crazy because they're ruining their careers. But I guess, you know what, Scott, it doesn't matter because De Niro's probably worth $250 million. So what does he care? He's 74 years old. And he could do whatever he wants with whomever he wants. Same thing with Bill Maher. Bill Maher at HBO said he hopes the country goes into recession in order to get rid of Trump. What a terrible thing to say. People's lives are ruined by a recession. But Bill Maher's worth $100 million. So he doesn't care anymore. You could take him off the air, and he's got $100 million for the rest of his life. So these guys don't care, I guess. That's the point. You know? Scott? I guess we lost him. All right, Scott, thank you for the call. First-time caller and first-time listener, he said, too, as well. So today was his first day listening. I hope it'll be the first of many more, Scott. We really appreciate you listening and calling. Let's take Jim from Michigan on line 3. Jim, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Wayne, well, I love the Newsmax. It's like the Super Bowl every night. My family enjoys your show so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
What I wanted to ask you about is how do I hear Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi poo-pooing the job numbers and saying that it's detrimental to our economy and our country? Can you explain that to me? It's ridiculous.
Yes, it's Trump derangement syndrome. They're insane. They're idiots. They don't know what they're saying. They have nothing else. You know, it's like when you're in a crack fight. As a kid, I grew up in New York. It was called a crack fight. You know, it's like your mama is so fat and you come back with your dad's so ugly. And then there's a point where one of them said something, the other one goes, you ain't got anything else? That's all you got? That's what I would say to Nancy Pelosi. Is that all you got? The best you could do is we put out a great jobs report. There's a lot of jobs and the most people working ever, and 600,000 new people entered the workforce in a month because things are so good. They don't even want to be on disability, welfare, and Social Security anymore. They just want a job because wages are up because of Donald Trump.
It's a horrible message. My family, we worked hard all the time, and we enjoy it very, very much. Work is part of our life. We're Midwest people, and we love working. I can't understand how a whole party would make that a negative thing. How awful. It's just awful.
It's awful, but it's kind of good, Jim. Enjoy it. You know, think of the bright side. I'm the glasses half full kind of guy. Think of the bright side. They're making it so easy for us to win big in November and then win a landslide in 2020. Because who would want to be in the party of people who are lazy bums who don't work, that poo-poo jobs and poo-poo tax cuts and poo-poo bonuses from corporations? Nancy Pelosi says $1,000 bonus is crumbs. I don't know. I guess liberals would probably call me rich, right? I'm a TV star. I'm a nationally syndicated radio star. I'm an author, best-selling author. I'm a newspaper columnist. I own 5 businesses. I guess I'm rich to most liberals. I would take $1,000 bonus and I would say, thank you. That's great. And I go out and have a nice vacation and enjoy a 3-day weekend on your money. I wouldn't have a problem accepting an extra $1,000 and thinking it's great and shaking your hand and saying thank you. But to a guy who makes $50,000 a year in a factory, $1,000 is a lot of money. And you're calling it
crumbs? Absolutely. Thank you, Wayne. Thank you so
all right, Jim.
Much.
Thanks, Jim, from Michigan. We love the Midwest. I'm like Trump, man. I'm a Midwest guy. I've never lived in the Midwest. But Midwest people and Trump and I think alike. Think alike. I used to say I'm a New Yorker. I have New York attitude. But New Yorkers don't think like me anymore. New York's lost its mind just like California's lost its mind. You know, Connecticut's ruined. New Jersey's ruined. Massachusetts is ruined. Vermont's ruined. Maryland's ruined. And, of course, Illinois, completely wrecked. And then on the West Coast, California, Oregon, and Washington, ruined by liberal losers. Wayne Allen Root, Warren Allen, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. Just look at their states, what a mess they're in. The debt they owe, the taxes, the property taxes, the sales taxes. No one could afford to live there anymore. Bye-bye, liberal states. You're going the way of the Edsel. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with 4 locals and 1 grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Breaking news from MyPillow.com. Free shipping when you purchase 2 premium MyPillows on the 2-pack special. Free shipping. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, machine washable and dryable, made in the USA. Click on the 2-pack special at MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA. Free shipping on the 2-pack special. Order now.
War now. Homemakers.
Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, we got so many calls that I'm just going to take calls. I got a lot to talk about. I mean, look at this. I got a stack of papers. I could do a full day on Newsmax. I think everyone should go on vacation. I should take over everybody's show. What do you think? It's a day with Wayne Root. It's Wayne Root Day on Newsmax. Wayne Root at hour one. Wayne Root at hour two. Wayne Root at hour three. I got a day's worth of stuff to talk about. Every day I have that. I think Newsmax should just, you know, make sure it's Wayne Root Day every day. What do you think? My website's rootfromamerica.com. Rootfromamerica.com. You can email me, wayneroot@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you, and I get emails all day, every day. Hundreds of emails a day now, too many for me to answer all of them. I used to pride myself that nobody ever sent me an email that I didn't answer, but now I can't answer every email. I just don't have time, but I read every email. I just answer some of them that really need to be answered or that I choose for whatever reason to answer, but I can't answer all of you, but I read everything you send me, and I very often use the things you say as the topics on the show. So email me, wayneroot@gmail.com, or email Newsmax, tell them you want to see more of Wayne Root. And the only way that could happen is if they get lots of mail from you and they find other ways to use Wayne Root and other shows to put me on. So just email me. Email me, wayneroot@gmail.com, and email Newsmax if you want to see more of Wayne, war@newsmax.com, war, W-A-R, @newsmax.com. And then last but not least, my Twitter page is @RealWayneRoot, @Real, R-E-A-L, Wayne Root. All right, let's take some calls. Jacqueline from California on line one. Jacqueline, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Wayne? Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to say that I'm a Hispanic from California. I have a lot of family members that weren't with Trump. They didn't vote this election cycle, but now they see what he's done. They like him now. And my thing was, the reason why I voted for Trump was because he was speaking my language on every issue. And let me give you one issue that was very key to me, and that was immigration. What Trump was talking about was legal immigration. And what gets me mad, let me give you an example regarding immigration, because there are many issues dealing with immigration. You have all these people talking about that Trump put these babies, these kids in cages, and it's Trump's fault, and it's my neighbor's fault, and it's my senator's fault. No, you know whose fault it is, Wayne?
Paris.
It's the parents' fault.
Right.
And I put it 100%
all on the parents. Don't tell me about compassion. You've gotten away with it. Forget that you can the word compassion and loving and caring. No, that's not going to work anymore because the American taxpayer are sick of it because we're paying into this system. And these people that come in individually, they get $3,800. They haven't paid one penny into the system, and they qualify because they have no income to show for it. And we Americans are just going to just allow this? No, no more. This madness has got to stop. And I don't care if you're brown, orange, white, purple, blue. It has nothing to do with Trump being racist. Goodbye. Your opinion stinks. I'm not even going to listen to you guys. I am going to fight loud and clear to my hinted, meaning my people, and I'm going to educate them because I'm sick of it. This has nothing to do, oh, you just don't like Mexicanos, or you don't like Asians, or you no, no. The American people are sick of it. We pay over $400 billion on illegals. It's got to stop, period.
I'm with you. I'm with you. I love your passion, Jacqueline. That's great. I love my fans who are passionate. Jacqueline, that was wonderful rant. By you, I call mine the Root Rant. Yours was the Jacqueline Rant. Good stuff. And I think you represent pretty much everybody watching Newsmax and listening on USA Radio. You also represent a majority of Americans. You know what Nixon used to call us? The silent majority. You know, and that's what we are. Trump is an updated silent majority. Because everywhere I go, the whole room says, you're for Trump? Ugh. And then five people, one by one, walk up to me and they whisper, I'm with you. I'm with you. And they look right, they look left, they look behind them, they look forward. They want to make sure nobody's listening while they say it to me. And it turns out half the room is on my side. But they can never say it because they feel like the other half will kill them. Just like they can't wear a bumper, put a bumper sticker on their car. Someone will slash their tires. And they can't put a sign for Trump in front of their house. Someone will break their windows. They can't wear a MAGA hat. They'll get beat up. They'll lose their teeth. But we're all out there. We're more than half the American people, trust me. We're enough to win a re-election by a landslide. Trump's winning them all over. Thank you, Jacqueline. How much time's left, Chris? Do we have time for one more call? What's that? Quick caller? All right. Let's take Mark in California on line four. Mark, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Wayne, you got a great new wardrobe. Who's your sponsor of your clothes now?
Me. There is no clothes sponsor, just me. I'm just not wearing a tie today. It's Casual Friday. So I guess you like the casual attire. Is that the deal?
Well, you look like Synergenics is working, but real quick, the Trump rallies are really effective. They energize people. He's able to talk about your favorite congresswoman. Remember that racist, extortionist Nazi, Maxine Waters?
Yeah.
You know, he talked about her. She's the new Willie Horton. Maxine Waters is the new Willie Horton. Run that commercial. She's
yep.
the most corrupt congressperson in the last 4 years, voted by, I think, the media. I didn't make that up.
And by the way, there's a video out on the internet. If you didn't see it, Mark, there's a video. Just go to Google and type in video of Maxine Waters' district, what it looks like. And it shows you it's nothing but homeless people shooting drugs in their arms, dirt and filth, needles in the streets, and poverty everywhere, abject poverty. It's embarrassing. Everything Democrats touch turns to death and poverty and misery. Democrats are poison. The party of poison, disaster, tragedy, poverty, and misery. There's your bumper sticker. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. When we get back, it's time for my usual show, The Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Ooh.